Exercise 2, page 34. Speaker 1.
I know science is important, but I think once you know the basics, it's a waste of time learning the complicated stuff. I mean, how will knowing how to do a complicated scientific experiment help me in my future everyday life? The answer is, it won't. That's why I dropped science the first chance I got. Thank goodness it's an optional subject in my school after you finished third class. Now, I'm studying far more useful subjects like languages and literature, subjects I plan on using in my future career.
Speaker 2.
In my early years as a science teacher, I constantly had to deal with daydreaming students in my classes. Partly it was my fault, but more often than not, it was due to the dull, unimaginative textbooks we used in class. So, little by little, I became less reliant on them, instead using my own ideas and my whiteboard to explain the ideas to my students. It's something that I encourage everyone in my profession to do, at least until there are better books on the market.
Speaker 3.
As you may have read in your guidebooks, there are over 200 interactive exhibits to discover here, all teaching you about different scientists and scientific theories. Mainly, what we're trying to do here is bring science out of the classrooms and show you the role that science plays in every aspect of our daily lives. Even if you don't enjoy science in school, I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time here. Now, your teacher has asked me to bring you to the physics exhibition first, so that I can show you some simple experiments. Everyone, follow me.
Speaker 4.
For anyone interested in science, from college professors to secondary school teachers and even students, this publication is a must. It doesn't just explain the theories of Einstein, but also looks very closely at Einstein the man, and specifically how his life affected his approach to science. From his early life to his final years, every aspect of the man's life is studied in detail. You won't be able to put it down.